Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Does anyone at home have a son or daughter's girlfriend or boyfriend practically living in their house with you? Can you call us?
We need to talk to you.
585-252-9800. I want to know who's in a similar situation like our listener, Sandy. Take a listen to this message she sent us from over the weekend. She wrote in and said, hi, Moose and Breezy. Was hoping to hear from anyone who's been in a similar situation like the one I'm in. My 18-year-old son has a girlfriend who, for lack of a better word, lives here.
Okay.
And it started innocent enough. She'd come over for dinner, watch a movie, maybe stay late on a Friday night. Now it's every day. I mean, her shoes are by the door. Her makeup's in my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Somehow she's using our Wi-Fi more than my own kid. She eats with us. She sleeps here half the week. And I swear she knows our family routines better than my husband. I don't dislike her. She's polite, friendly. She cares about my son. But I'm starting to feel like I have an unexpected roommate who doesn't pay rent or lift a finger. And here's where I'm torn. She doesn't have the best home life. And I won't get into all the details, but yeah, she does feel safe at our place. My son gets defensive the second I mention it. He says, Mom, she's basically family.
He's like, she's literally my sister.
Which makes me want to say, then she can start helping with the dishes like family too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be the bad guy or drive a wedge between us. How come no parents ever want to be the bad guy?
I mean, it's a lot.
I am just trying to figure out how to handle this situation because I cannot have her living here with us, but also have no idea how to have that conversation. For some odd reason, I feel responsible for her. Thanks for any honest advice from anyone who hears this. I mean, to have a at home, like in-home girlfriend at 18, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So Sandy feels
the
somewhat.
The live-in girlfriend is crazy.
She feels responsible.
And a house that's not yours.
Right. All her stuff's now in the bathroom.
In her bathroom. Crazy.
She's going to just sit there and casually clog the toilet and do nothing about it. That's not right. So she feels somewhat responsible for her son's girlfriend, but is it really her responsibility? It sounds like this girl's way too comfortable.
Correct.
And it's time to lay the hammer down. Guys, drop the comments. Let's hear them. Has anyone ever dealt with this? Does your teenager have their boyfriend or girlfriend living with you a majority of the time? 585-252-9800.
Well,
that would never happen growing up for me.
Also, like, yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, for sure. Like, keep that into account. But also, this happens with close friends, too. Like, why is Janine always at our house? Why do I only have two children, but I'm feeding three on a weekly basis? Like, every parent knows that one friend. I mean, me growing up, my house was like the house. Like,
yeah, no, I
that's where we hung out. That's where we.
Everyone would come and raid the snack closet after school. Yeah, mine was kind of like that too at times. But this is, I don't know, man. This is different. This is a boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, I'm surprised this is even allowed, but some parents have no problem with it. Let's go over to Dan this morning. Good morning, guys. If she's sleeping there and eating there, she lives there. And you're not crazy. I mean, this is your house, your rules. Your son could be mad. He'll get over it, I promise you.
Right.
Why? Yeah, she's there.
Sleeping there?
Sandy, don't be afraid to put a wedge in between you and your son's relationship or this girl you don't even want there half the time.
Right. Correct.
I don't know what's going on in her home life. I mean, obviously, you've taken that into account, but she's not even lifting a finger. Do something.
Right. Literally anything.
Yeah, be the bad guy. Tell her, listen, you're going to come over and hang. Here's your curfew. Okay, you got to check out at this time. And while you're here, we're going to need you to, you know, carry your weight.
Absolutely. Absolutely carry your weight.
Why not? Why wouldn't you? Nina says, good morning, guys. Same situation with my son. His girlfriend decided she wanted to start staying over. I had no problem with that because her parents were going through an ugly divorce. Okay. However, I made clear rules. She had to sleep in the basement. Mm-hmm. Where?
She had to sleep in the doghouse.
Right near the sump pump. You got to set some house rules. Sit both of them down and say, I like her, but this isn't a dorm. Be clear without being mean. Yeah, just be direct. This is your house.
Right.
The makeup in the bathroom?
In her bathroom is, that sends me over the moon because I couldn't even do that with my mom. She would lose it.
Are you kidding me?
Let alone some other kid? No thanks.
Has anyone seen my serum?
Where's my Kylie Jenner lip kit? It's literally in my vanity. Thank you so much. The mom starts using it. The girlfriend flips out. She's like, shouldn't have left it in here. Sorry, queen.
Look at how many people are in the same boat. This is wild. I went through this with my son. I finally said, if she's living here, she's pitching in. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, she was at the house a lot less. It's not about kicking her out. It's about restoring balance. She needs to carry her weight.
Yeah.
You got to restore that balance. Danielle says, Moose and Breezy, simple answer to the problem, charge rent. I'm serious. Even if it's $50 a month, because the second there's a cost involved, they'll rethink how often they're there.
Correct. Either you can be here 2 days a week for free, or you can be here as unlimited, but it's $50. And that's to cover the cost of water. You know, I don't know how many times you flush the toilet. You're using our heat. You're using our Wi-Fi. You're pitching in for utilities, even if it's minimal.
None of this stuff is free. This all costs money. Take a look at the RG&E bill. Val says, stop trying to not be the bad guy. You already are in their minds. That's part of being a parent. You're not supposed to make them comfortable all the time. Lay down the law, Sandy. Why on earth is a mom allowing her son's girlfriend to live there? Are you trying to become a grandma this early on in your life?
True.
Do not allow her to stay there. Her family issues are not your problem. Damn. She's not wrong.
Not at all. And you know what? Yeah. You are going to have some pushback and some blowback from your son. That's inevitable. But at the same time, if you don't put the hammer down now, it's only going to progressively get worse. And then you're going to wake up in 6 months and she's going to have her own closet in the hallway.
Right. 3 months until the baby's due. Yeah, I tried to see how far I can push the envelope growing up. I think I was 21 at the time. And I went out late one night with my girlfriend at the time. I was like, yeah, you can stay at my place. Right. So I had her sleep on the couch in the living room.
Oof.
And I just slept on the floor. Here comes my father. Okay.
Okay.
Downstairs early in the morning for coffee, and I look at him and he looks at me, and it's just pure disgust in his face. Then I had to have this awkward conversation. He's like, nope, don't even think about it. Not in my house.
Yeah, see, you did that wrong. I did that growing up, but they left at 6 a.m. So
I was like, well, I was trying to,
before anyone was up.
You know, and I did it. I was trying to be respectful. It's not like I took her upstairs in my room because that would have been another story. But I was like, she's downstairs. I think he was pissed because he woke up. Now he's got to cater to whoever's laying on his couch on his Saturday morning.
And be like tiptoeing around that person.
Let's get to one more text coming in. Good morning, guys. My opinion on this one is I would give her a curfew like she's one of your own kids. You're out by 10. There's no overnights. There's no exceptions.
Yep.
She wants to hang out. Fine. But she doesn't get to move in under your nose. It's ridiculous. Yeah. This is interesting. This is a situation that is definitely not going to fix itself. Sandy, it's time to take back the house. Stop walking on eggshells in your own home.
You're the one paying the mortgage.
Have the serious, yeah, you and your husband, have the serious conversation with both your son and his girlfriend. Like, you can't live here.
Sorry, queen.
Like our listener Greg said, you got to put a curfew into place or have her start doing chores. Make her paint the exterior of the house. Make her pay for the paint. There are rules to this game.
The house goes up in flames. We're like, yeah, we don't want that.
All right, thanks for the messages, guys. This is PXY Mornings. Sandy, best of luck to you. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I've never seen something so disturbing in my entire life than the Scottsville Ice Arena. The floor is not great.
What happened to it?
So it's completely flooded. The ice is melted and it's covered in this brown liquidy substance.
Oh, that's...
Need I say more? The community-wide effort is all coming together to help this rink reopen. So what had happened was a pipe burst that forced the owners of the Scottsville Ice Arena to temporarily close the facility. The photos are horrific. I can only imagine the smell in there. You think I have bad smells? Oof. Yikers. Michael Kidda, the Flower City special hockey person, says that the rink has been somewhere that they have gone for all age teams for more than a year. That's where they practice. That's where they play. And now that they're, you know, starting to get in the thick of their season, it's not looking good for these athletes.
No.
When he saw the photos online of the damage, he knew he wanted to do something. So the community's coming together. After it flooded on Tuesday, Kidda started a GoFundMe page. Now, this is the right way to use GoFundMe. It was meant to ease the financial burden of this family-owned ice rink that is severely damaged. And the community is just coming together arm in arm to make sure that this gets back open. So as of yesterday, $6,000 has been raised. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but the owners are working urgently to make those necessary repairs and open back up. But it's not going to be a couple of days.
It's definitely going to
be a couple of weeks. Kidda says that the support that the community has shown does not surprise him at all. And Facebook posts have been shared. Funds have been donated. And if you haven't seen these photos, it's quite horrific.
Yeah. No, this story really stinks.
Correct.
Talk about a crappy situation.
Now, we don't know what that brown substance is, but you can use your imagination. I don't know for certain. All I know is a pipe burst, so.
A pipe burst. Sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah. It's one lousy pipe.
Yeah. One pipe that wasn't screwed on fully.
But like anything in Rochester, I mean, when you're in need of something or help, people show up for you. You know what I mean?
They do.
They show up. We love that. Something happened over the weekend that really made me question basic common sense. Cigarettes, kids, and gasoline were all involved.
Oh!
I had to make a decision.
Oh my
God.
Do
I save myself or do I save these poor kids? And let's just say...
The kids are still at the pump.
I was actually going to say not all heroes wear capes, but
right. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear how many of you have ever seen something similar to what I witnessed on Saturday morning. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. The current time is 7:42, not 8:42.
Yeah, so if you didn't change your clocks back in your car, it's time to do that. And yeah, you're very, very, very early to work. So that's good.
585-252-9800 to text or call. Over the weekend, I witnessed something that was appalling. Mm. But you know me. I kept my head down. I try to carry on.
No, I fear you have the neck of a giraffe.
I pulled into a gas station on Saturday morning to fill the old Honda Civic Sport up with premium. Doesn't even need premium, but, you know, I decided I'm going to treat the bad boy today.
Very specific.
And
okay.
While I'm filling up at the pump, I smell the scent of a cigarette.
Was I doing laundry next to you?
I was like, I turn around and this woman is at the pump next to me.
Okay.
I'm at pump 3, she's at pump 4. And she's smoking a cigarette while she's filling up.
You
and
lie.
I thought, huh, that's odd. She's got a ciggy in her mouth. And I'm looking around to see if anyone else is seeing this. Nobody else is at the pumps. It's just us. She's filling up her Chrysler minivan and she's got two kids in the car. And at this point, I'm thinking, you know what? Screw the kids. I need to save myself. Typically, I fill up the entire tank when I'm at the pump. Not Saturday morning.
No,
this woman was about to blow all of us up. So I stopped pumping and I got back in the car and I peaced out. Nothing is crazier. Breezy, nothing is crazier than fire and gasoline. Okay? Nothing. You can tell this woman has done this before. And I've come to the realization that a no smoking sign means nothing to certain people. It's right in front of her face. No smoking, please. What are you going to do? A little ciggy dangling from her lips.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever been to the pump where like you squirt one too many and then it goes all over your hand?
Sure have.
It flies up, hits her cigarette.
A couple years ago, I was putting gas in my car and the woman next to me got so upset with me because I was on my cell phone. And she says, "What are you, young man, get off your phone. That is reckless behavior."
Why?
Because using your phone at a gas pump is one thing, but smoking a cigarette while filling up with your kids in the car, that's crazy.
I mean,
a phone can cause, apparently, static electricity, right?
Okay, allegedly. I mean, up until last year, I was filling up with my tank with my car running.
No, see, that's another thing. That's another thing.
I just found out last year you cannot, or you should not.
You should not do that.
It's not that you cannot, because I've been doing it for almost a decade.
But that's the other thing, too. How do you know that the person before you wasn't a sloppy pumper? Got gas everywhere.
You mean with the cigarette? Yeah, that's what you don't know.
What if she accidentally dropped that cigarette on the ground? But this whole time, I'm thinking in my head, am I going to be the person to tell this woman that this is not a great idea? Of course I wasn't.
You would never.
I'm thinking, wow, gas is expensive. And also, save yourself.
You gotta go.
This is why, you guys, this is why the police academy will never call me back. You understand?
Yeah.
For this reason alone. And
your whole mission is to protect and serve, and you drove off and left those kids in the dust.
I'm all about, it's all about the boys in blue. You know what I'm saying? You got to protect and serve. But for whatever reason, my radar went off on Saturday morning. I'm like, peace out. You need to get out of here.
He's like, I got to go.
Also, how many of you, 585-252-9800, now that Breezy brings it up, how many of you leave the car running while you pump gas? That is a horrible idea. My buddy's dad used to just pump gas while the car was running. He would never turn the vehicle off. And I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to.
But there's also signs, too, at gas stations. You'll see the no smoking sign, but there's signs that say turn off your engine.
Wow. Well, I can't read that well, so. I mean.
No, I know. It's always something. There's always a reason you can't do something. There was a story I read. This took place in Arizona. A guy was filling up his car at a gas station.
Okay.
His car started to catch fire. It went up in flames next to the pump. They figure out the fire started in the glove box because he had a bottle of hand sanitizer in the glove box, and it got so hot, it caught fire and almost blew up the gas station.
Yeah, but also at the same time, like, that's in Arizona.
Yeah.
The temps get to like 130.
Add that to the list of reasons I hate Arizona.
Okay.
I just don't think it's a great idea to have a cig dangling from your lips if you're pumping gas, especially if you have kids in the car.
Not the children, like, gasping for air and you just driving off and leaving them in the dust.
No, their windows were cracked. Let's go over to Anna. Hi, guys. Good morning. I used to work for Fast Track. They would make you watch training videos, and the reason why you should shut the car off or not use your phone is due to, the static electricity that can cause a spark and ignite the vapors. Some people are just dumb. Oh, we know.
Oh, don't we know it. I mean, have you ever been to the gas station at Walmart in Henrietta?
Yes.
I swear to God, people's brains shut off when they go there. They have no idea how to drive. They have no fine motor skills. They can't use common sense. I'm like, guys, there's like 49 pumps open. It's just snaking around the garden section.
There are some people who, like my uncle, who have a favorite pump. He'll wait in line. There'll be three pumps that are wide open, ready to be used. He's like, nah, got to get to pump 7. That's my lucky pump. I don't understand it.
I care so little about pumping gas that I don't even go on my side. I crank the hose over.
Yeah, you ever see those people? That's Breezy. She pulls up to the pump, but her gas tank is on the opposite side of the car.
Why would I wait? Why would I wait?
So you take
that's the called using your resources, and that's called being innovative.
That's just
if
called dumb.
If you want to sit there and waste everyone's time, including your own, go for it. But that's not going to be me, baby.
So
never will be.
If you guys look directly at your dashboard, you'll see the little gasoline tank. You'll see the little gas pump. There will be an arrow there, and the arrow is going to point left or right to which side your tank is on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't. They don't see it.
I just don't care. So I'm going to go to whatever's open, and that's going to be the end of it. Sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, I survived it. In case anyone was wondering, I survived that incident.
Perfect.
I didn't see it come up on the 6 o'clock news. Yeah, some people just are dumb, Anna. I get it. This lady probably thinks that fire extinguishers are purely decorative.
She's like, wait, love that fire engine red.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. Guys, just be careful out there in these streets, okay? It's tough in the trenches.
It really is.
Do not smoke and pump gas.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.